Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. H.R. McMaster, this is from the WAPO, Washington Post. H.R. McMaster, let me stop. If this isn't shocking, tell me what is. I would challenge you people to call and tell me what is, but I quit on the phones. If you call, as a matter of fact, I'm not even going to give the phone number out anymore. I figured out how to do 3 hours on my own. Give me a guess. I'm good. You want to call, look the number up. It's on the app. So send me an email, kingdude@mikechurch.com. This should be earth-shattering, life-altering news, and it isn't. Why not? Because the paradigm hath not changed. Trump's election hasn't changed anything. Only thing it's done is rearranged the deck chairs on the sinking Titanic and produced a few not insignificant gains for life. Mexico City policy, etc. Gorsuch replacing Scalia, good, positive. If we have to have a Supreme Court, that's a positive development. Nothing else has changed. There's still going to be a crash. The dollar isn't worth a dollar. Your savings are worth nothing. I'm worth less today than I was yesterday. And the little guy out there is getting clobbered more today than he was yesterday. That precedes Apache. What's changed? Well, we know now that CNN was corrupt and crooked all along and diabolical. Okay, we got that thanks to the Veritas of James O'Keefe reporting. So we got that going for us. And in 2 weeks, is anyone going to remember what CNN did? Is it going to and I'm ecstatic that O'Keefe has outed CNN for what they are. Is that going to shrink size of the government? Is it going to kneecap? Is it going to bring to a halt the military-industrial complex? Is it going to bring back the gold standard? Is it? It's going to change nothing other than CNN is now embarrassed. As a matter of fact, you could say that this, if you were a cynic and a conspiracy Alex Jones nut, you might even say that CNN is doing this intentionally, or someone at Time Warner is doing this intentionally, so that CNN is worth less and they don't have to pay as much to gobble it up. Well, I'm sorry, AT&T is gobbling up Time Warner. But here, from the Washington Post, why isn't this a shock? Question mark. Chat rooms open at MikeChurch.com. Emails open, KingDude@MikeChurch.com. I still have 50% off sales in the Founders Trading Post, MikeChurch.com/RTI. That'll still be there. Those goods will be worth less for me to sell. This is the bitch of it. On Wednesday, the day after Independence Day, than they will be on Independence Day. Why? It's called inflation. None of this is going to stop till it crashes. And then even after that, fatness, sloth, and laziness will return because we're a fat, warlike people. Washington Post. Why isn't this a shock? I'm going to read directly from the Post. Quote. But I'm not going to say quote because there's a quote in it. H.R. McMaster, Trump's national security advisor, spoke bluntly Wednesday of the destructive nature of Iranian influence in Syria and Iraq. So it's all Iran's fault? Oh, that's rich. Back to the story. Quote, Iran is feeding this cycle of sectarian conflict to keep the Arab world perpetually weak, close quote. That's the biggest pile of simmering, stinking camel I've heard all day. Iran is doing this? Even if they are, who's assisting? If you're into hockey, who's getting the assist? America. I say we're the ones that are driving it. We're driving all those affairs. Why? It's good for Raytheon. That's why. Continuing now. McMaster described Tehran as a source of much of the suffering in Syria and said that 80% of the regime's effective fighters were Iranian proxies. But McMaster stopped well short of calling for American action to deny territory to Iran or the Syrian regime. Quote, we could do a lot better to pull back the curtain on Iranian actions, close quote, such as hollowing out of Iraqi institutions or support for Syrian barrel bombs that have devastated civilian populations and infrastructure, he said. Now, here comes the bombshell. Are you ready? Are you ready? Quote, this is Donald Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster. Quote, we have to be very clear that the reason we are in Syria is to destroy the ISIS. Denying them a safe haven and support base so they can't practice their perverted ideology. Close. Quote. I want to read that to you again. The reason we are in, we have to be very clear that the reason we are in Syria is to destroy ISIS. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not. But if you want to try and correct me, please proceed. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is the United States at war with Syria? Answer, no. Is there a United Nations resolution of which we are a party to? A treaty? We are a party to the UN Charter. It's very clear on sovereignty of foreign lands, of all nations on earth. You can't just go and be in a country because you feel like it. Oh, unless you're America, then you can, I guess. Has there been a UN resolution authorizing military force, American, United States-filled military force, in Syria? Answer, no. Has the American president or the Congress even attempted to declare war against the Syrians? No. As a matter of fact, the opposite has happened. There's been a discussion of, hey, maybe we ought to declare this war. Never gets to the floor. Okay, well then explain to me how McMaster can go in front of the planet and say the reason we are in Syria. So what's the lesson here as Independence Day approaches? What's the lesson? Federalism is dead. The Constitution is dead. Just war theory is kaput, and the United States will bomb and pillage anywhere on earth that it wants to, with impunity. And you and your buddies are going to go and eat hot dogs and drink beer and proclaim how star-spangled awesome we are on Independence Day. Now, I will proclaim through my documentaries and my movies on Independence Day that we had a chance to be star-spangled awesome, and that the men that tried to bring it about did it for the right reasons for the most part. Could we second-guess them? Sure, you can second-guess almost any human activity. Those are not the Independence Day celebrations that we're having today. We're going to eat apple pie and whatever the heck else and do all that to celebrate our military majesty and how we can bomb anyone off the face of the planet if we want to. We can attack indiscriminately and invade and occupy any piece of territory anywhere in the world, except maybe parts of Russia or China. And no one's going to say anything about it. If that's your country's calling card, and if that's what we really are known for in the rest of the world, and we are, travel anywhere outside this country and get a view of how other people think about us. Ask them. They'll tell you. Why are you guys involved in all these wars? Why do you keep starting wars? Why do you keep overthrowing regimes? And for the most part, you'll hear this from people who live in countries that are, quote, allies. You know why? Because they don't want to be allies with us anymore. Why? Because it's expensive and it costs lives. And all this is going on while Islam is ascendant, Christianity is on the wane, and the United States of America is assisting in both instances. So why isn't the Syria story the biggest news story of the year? There it is right there. We have started a war. We have entered a war without any declaration. And since you don't have a declaration, then you have no. There's no consequences to it. We already shot a jet down. Heaven knows how many Syrians we've killed.
Oh, yeah, but Mike, we're killing about. We created ISIS, you idiot.
Star-spangled embarrassment to the peace-loving people of the world is what we have become. Happy Independence Day.